News Talk 1620 WTAW, our Monday weekly update on what's happening at United Way of the Brazos Valley and the campaign continuing. Allison Prince on hand. So what's up?
Yeah, this week we have kind of a focus on a mailing that we sent out today, as well as there is hopefully a lot of people saw the ad in the paper. It was in the Sunday paper yesterday. We had a great letter to our retired friends in the Brazos Valley, just kind of encouraging them to continue their support. Many people in the Brazos Valley have supported United Way through workplace campaigns. But after retirement, sometimes you lose that opportunity. So we reached out to a lot of our retired friends and said, would you sign this letter and put this out in the paper? So they did. And thank you, The Eagle, for sponsoring that for us and putting that out there for us. And the letters are going out this week to about 4,000 residents here in Bryan College Station area. Just saying, you know, our campaign is still going on. And just because you're retired, and even though your ability to give may have also changed in retirement, doesn't mean that you can't still support. Every little bit helps. Every little bit is compiled together and creates great change in our community.
And if you're not among the 4,000 but are retired, here's your pitch.
Yeah, you can always call our office at 979-696-4483. You can ask to speak to anybody, or you can always visit our website at uwbv.org.
Just had an evil thought come to my head in the respect that you give presentations to so many organized groups, but I also know with retired folks, there are untold number of coffee clutches out there, and I'm sure presentations can be done to those.
Absolutely.
Folks,
if you want us to come out and visit with you any more about United Way, we'd be happy to do it. If you'd like to just talk with us about what we do in the community, you're always welcome to call our office. Share with your friends the information as well. We're also doing a mailer this week to all of the small businesses in the community as well, to say just because you might only have two or three employees doesn't mean that you can't also contribute, because literally every single dollar gets combined together. And it's, you might not think that with $5 or $10 or even $100 that you can make that much of an impact in the community. But when it compiles with every other person's $5 or $10, it can make a huge, dramatic impact in our community.
All right. Special guest.
Yeah. So one of those impacts in our community is Twin City Mission, one of our partners through our Community Impact Grants program. And here today to talk about how Twin City Mission works in the community is Ron Crozier.
Pull you away from distributing coats.
You know, I don't mind being pulled away from that at all right now. What a tremendous week we had last week. What a tremendous outpour of support we had from the community. This year we had more coats and blankets donated to give away to those in need in our community. And I think that's just a reflection of the community itself. You know, while we do have those that are in need, we also have those that want to help impact those, help make a difference for those in the community that need a little bit of assistance. And listening to you and Allison talk, Bill, what I heard there was the United Way in the Brazos Valley is in the people business. You know, through all aspects of whatever areas of assistance they need, it's about people. And it's about putting people in contact with organizations and opportunities that can help impact their day-to-day, daily existence. And I think that's a good reflection of the United Way in the Brazos Valley.
And I'm going to get to you, United Way, and how it directly impacts Twin City Mission in a moment, but made the reference to Coates last week. It's Thanksgiving this week.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Again, volunteer effort.
Well, you know, we start receiving volunteer requests in August for our Thanksgiving feast coming up this Thursday. They want to make sure my name's on the list. I showed up last year and y'all were already full. I want to make sure I can get in there, and my family and I like to make this part of our annual Thanksgiving tradition. And that's so awesome. We've got families. I've been with the Twin City Mission for 15 years now. We've got families that have been there for 15 years volunteering on Thanksgiving Day. The flip side of that, Bill, is while that's awesome to have all those volunteers there serving on that day, what about the next day when there aren't any cameras and there aren't any microphones and there aren't any flashes? We still have clients staying in the shelter, and we still have people in the community who need assistance, who need to be served. And that's where our relationship with the United Way, it's not just during the campaign that we're a United Way partner. We're 365 days a year. Us and the other partnering agencies work together year-round. It's not just during this two-month campaign window.
In fact, I can have you both respond to this as we're entering the holiday time of season. A lot of your effort has to be making sure that the contributions made by the public in whatever tangible fashion, you try to get it spread out to as many people as possible, try to avoid the duplication as much as possible. And while technology is wonderful, I see from afar, there's so much face-to-face contact, you know, with Ron and Allison and with all the other partner agencies to make sure that everybody gets covered, and you try to make duplication something that really doesn't happen.
Well, I think it's important for everybody to understand that none of us singularly have all the answers or have all the cures, but together we can collaborate and at least get some assistance to whatever the issue is, whatever the position that these individuals are in, whatever help they need. We can at least get that ball rolling just through our communication with each other.
I would say that I would echo what he said, that no one agency has all the answers, and United Way is not that agency either. Our partners come together on a monthly basis, and the executive directors, and it's a unique place to be, that there's 20 executive directors of nonprofits sitting in the same room and talking about what's going on in the community. And yes, sometimes we're talking about some very, you know, grant-specific reporting and things like that. But other than that, we're talking about who's got upcoming events and who's got upcoming issues. And we're trying to provide more training to our nonprofit organizations so that United Way can be more of a centralized hub for nonprofit resources. You know, United Way, I like to think of it, we address community issues. We don't necessarily work directly with the clients, but we work with whoever it needs to be, whether that's government, whether it's business, whether it's nonprofit, for-profit, whoever it needs to be, we will convene them together. And our agents are a great partner at that table because they are on the ground. They are out there distributing coats and meals directly to those clients. And we could not accomplish what we accomplish without the work of our partners as well.
And one of the things that the United Way does to ensure that that stays fluid is they created an annual series of trainings for their partnering agencies called FYI, you know, for your information, where individuals from all of these different partnered agencies can come together and have presentations made to them about all of the relevant information, all the relative services that these agencies provide, so that I can go back to my office and know what all these other agencies offer, so that if we get contacted by somebody who needs some assistance that we don't provide, but now I know somebody that does. So that's a good reflection of just one more aspect of what the United Way does in our area.
Just a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff to, again, make the biggest impact you can.
Strengthen our community. That's really what we're trying to do, is build and strengthen our community and addressing the needs of our residents.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say, yeah. Strengthening our community.
I'll look forward to seeing that in the upcoming literature and website banners and so forth.
Absolutely.
That's our update, United Way of the Brazos Valley this week. Again, uwbv.org for the information that will help you out there as well. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.